This morning, I'm going to tell you about Allen's Sandwich. Do you like sandwiches, Brantley? No, you don't like sandwiches? Well, you might like the kind of sandwich that Allen found. Allen was about six, and he was headed over to the park to go meet some friends who were supposed to meet him there at the park. But Allen realized that he was in such a hurry to go play with his friends, he didn't grab anything to eat. And so he was so hungry, and he was wishing that he had something to eat. Well, he got to the park, and his friends didn't show up, and so he was walking around himself a little more, and he's walking and wandering around, and he sees something on the ground behind the bushes. And it was wrapped up in cellophane, and he thought, sure, it must be a sandwich. And he was so hungry, he'd be happy to have a sandwich. And so he thought, oh, I hope the ants haven't gotten into it. And he reached down and he picked it up. It was green. And he looked, and it wasn't a sandwich. It was a stack of money. And he found that stack of money. And he thought, well, maybe I should take this home and show Mom. But then he remembered something that Mom had told him. Whenever you find something that someone's lost, take it straight to the police station so that if they're looking for it, that'll be the place they go to look for, is at the police station. So there was a police station right there close to the park. So Allen took that stack of cash and he went into the police station. He opened the door and he found a police officer. He said, oh, can I help you, Sonny? And he said, yes, I found this. Well, I thought it was a sandwich, but it's a stack of money. And the police officer said, oh, thank you for being such an honest boy. We don't always get such honest boys coming and returning things like this. And so, but he took down Allen's name. He says, we'll keep it here for a few weeks. And if nobody comes and gets it and claims it, it'll be yours. Well, Allen went home and he told his mom all about it. His mom was so happy that he had been such an honest boy and turned that into the police. Well, a few weeks went by and nothing happened. And this was June, and it was getting closer and closer and closer to Christmas. So it was in December. And Allen's mom that year, she had really, really wanted to be able to have a really good Christmas for her kids and get them some nice presents. But the bills kept coming in, and the bills kept coming in, and she realized the closer it was to Christmas that she wasn't going to have any extra money to have a nice Christmas like she'd wanted to. Well, it was 3 days before Christmas, and there was a knock on the door. And she opened the door, and there was a police officer. And so she thought, oh no, what happened? She was, you know, why is there a police officer here? And the police officer said, oh, is there a little boy named Allen that lives here? She says, yes, there is. So Allen came to the door, and the police officer pulled something out of his pocket. What do you think it was? It was the money. It was the sandwich. And he said, well, we've kept it, and no one has come and looked for it. There was $210 in that stack of bills. And so he said, now, Allen, it belongs to you. You were an honest boy, and here you go. So he gave it to him. So they started a little savings account with some of the money for Allen. And another thing, Mom wanted to have a good Christmas, but she also didn't have money to get his brothers and sisters and him some new clothes. So she was able to get them some new clothes, and she was able to pick out some nice special gifts for Christmas that year. So Allen was always very happy that he had been such an honest boy and turned that in. And then God used that to help to bless his family and get them the things they needed and the things that they wanted. All right, that's the end of the story.